Tell me a little bit about your business. What is it? When did it start? And where did the inspiration come from?
So Informatics started in July 2020, so kind of like in the middle of pandemic there. So Informatics is an Ottawa-based business that is dedicated to creating hand making 100% natural organic products. So that would range from our body butters, our candles, we have soaps, lip balms, and we also do have body oils. The inspiration for starting Informatics kind of goes a little while back to my younger days of just loving the aspect of creation and using that creation for the purpose of use. And so when it came around to Informatics, I wanted to make something somewhat of an experience that people can connect to, as well as having this natural aspect of it, as well as it being affordable. So that's kind of how Informatics started.
Also, how did you come up with the name Enfomatic, and what does it mean to you?
I was thinking about names for a while, and I couldn't pinpoint what I wanted to do, but I definitely wanted to get inspiration from other words that I'd known. So Informatic comes from the word emphatic. So it means to do things or to express things strongly. And what I want to express with Informatic is that you can feel and be yourself when using it. And to feel and be yourself is like the strongest thing you could do, like ever. And like the name itself, like in femme, I put in the femme myself, but that was kind of like came to me in a dream, even though it sounds weird. Yeah, that's kind of how Informatics, the name kind of came about.
What's your favorite product or most popular product that you sell?
They're all my favorite products, so it's going to be hard to choose, but definitely the collection I just released, which is called the Drink It Up collection. So it's based on drinks, like everyday drinks. Like we have one called chai tea, hot chocolate, bay rum vanilla, and we also have coconut milk. And a lot of these things are Caribbean inspired. I like what I probably feel like other people would like, and I translate that to my products.
What challenges have you faced with being a small business?
I would definitely say trying to put myself out there in the midst of a lot of competition because the beauty market itself is roughly way over like $1 billion. And here I am as a small business, handmaking business, trying to push myself out there and trying to see myself out there along with my competitors, along with my amazing competitors. So I definitely rely on being myself because not only does Informatics product speak for itself, but I myself being the hand maker is in itself like the representative of Informatics. So if me being me is helpful and helpful for me to basically get Informatics out there, then I'm going to be myself and that's going to show through my products.
And last question, what do you see for the future of your business and what excites you moving forward?
The future of my business, I definitely want to get into more home cleaning supplies. I want to get into hygienic products. There's too many things that I want to get into. And it's like, I want to make sure that I do my steps right. But I'm definitely very excited on where Informatics journey is going. I have very exciting announcements that are going to come up in the next few weeks, what we're going to be doing in the future. So I would definitely say that I definitely see Informatics thriving.